I've only got a couple of slides left here, and we're going to be wrapping things up. But what I want to do is just give you some examples of what we've been talking about here, just because, you know, it's one thing to just talk about a bunch of theory, but it's always helpful to actually see it implemented, right? Your open rate is one of the most critical factors in determining really the success of what you've been doing. Even if you don't have a big list, you can tell by your open rate if you're doing the job right. The most critical factor in the most critical component in determining what your open rate is going to be is typically the subject line. Most people are going to make the decision whether or not to open your email based on what the subject line is. Who you are is going to probably take a little bit of a role in that, especially if you have established a good relationship with them. But subject line is going to be the main determining factor. You don't want to use lame shockers like I talked about a while ago, at least not frequently. It's okay every once in a while, you know, put something like man admitted to hospital for guitar playing induced finger bleeding, you know, something cuckoo and crazy like that. Or, you know, something just outlandish. You've all seen those subject lines that it looks wild and crazy, and then you open the email and maybe it's not even something that has to do with what it is they're talking about. They're just, if you do that, you're just going to be perceived in their eyes as a liar, as dishonest, as using unethical sales tactics, all things that we don't want to establish in our relationship, right? Those are not the kinds of things that you look for in a best friend. So you want to be honest in what you relay to them and in how you get their attention. What I have found is really you want to know what it is that they're really looking for. And if you can provide that, that gets their attention. So a headline like this, these are the exact steps I use to blank. These are the exact steps I use to double my guitar playing speed. These are the exact steps that I use to take a trophy buck every year. So if you can relate to them, I know what your need is and I have the solution, the subject line has done its job. It's going to get open. The open rate, incidentally, is referring to if I send out 1,000 emails and 200 of those emails get opened, then I have a 20% open rate. It is not at all uncommon to get 40 to 60%, depending on your niche and what you're actually doing. Like for a newsletter, you should be able to get 60% open rate typically. For something where you're selling stuff, you know, 40% is not at all unheard of. That's what you should be shooting for. If you're getting, you know, like a 10% open rate, that's bad. That means people are not paying attention to you. Here's another example. $3,233 in just 48 hours. Let me show you. Again, speaking right to the point. Just show them what it is that they want, and that you have the solution. That's all you got to do. Here's an example email. The fastest way to playing guitar. That could be my subject line. Listen, first name fix. And of course, if you're not familiar, I better explain this just in case you're not familiar with an autoresponder. That is a placeholder. So I put that with AWeber anyhow, right? That's a placeholder for their first name. And it'll the fixed part, just make sure that it'll capitalize their first name if they didn't enter it in capital. So if their name was Matt, then when this goes out to them, it would say, listen, Matt, and that happens automatically. It's nothing that you have to do. As long as you put in first name fix, it's going to pop in their name. Okay, that's the whole one of the benefits of an autoresponder. I just finished putting together a workflow of the exact system I use to literally double my speed. All it takes is about 15 minutes a day, every day, and before you know it, you're flying through scales like a madman. Take a look. Now, I have the link there. Notice the call to action, though. The call to action is take a look. It's not click here now. It could be, you know, check this out. something that is more of a low-key call to action. So you definitely want to tell them what to do, but it's not in a hard sell, method. Now, on my squeeze page, on my squeeze page too, getting the opt-in, that might be more of a hard sell. On the sales page itself, for a sales page that I create for my product, definitely it's going to be more of a hard sell call to action. But in this email, it's not, because we're trying to establish a influential relationship. So it's more of a friend saying, hey, take a look at this. Okay, now, when they click that link, that's going to take them to where I have actually shown I'm using this certain system, something that I do 15 minutes a day, and it has helped me to be able to play faster, play guitar faster, right? Maybe my solos are faster, or I'm playing cleaner and faster, but I'm going to show that I actually used it. And maybe that is part, maybe it's a piece of a guitar training that I'm promoting. Okay, so I've got the training, and I am implementing these strategies, these techniques, and it actually has helped me. So I'm going to talk about how it has helped me, and of course, there is going to be, you know, a link for them to click on that, and it's going to be affiliate link. Not a hard sell, just, mention. This is a small piece of the training that I got from, and then put your affiliate link right there. The best part is literally anybody can do this. Here's why it's so simple, and then I would go on to tell them, you know, a little bit more about it. Notice, though, I'm giving them the link right away in my email, but I'm not drawing a whole bunch of attention to it. So if they want to click on it, they can. But I am, in this email, I'm going to go on to tell them a little more about this technique, why it works, maybe how I am able to, it only takes 15 minutes a day, so how I'm able to squeeze it into my schedule and make it, maybe I discovered a way to do it that makes it more fun, okay, to do it that makes it, it's not just practicing scales and I get bored with it, but it's something that I have come up with that makes it more tolerable to sit there and practice for 15 minutes, because, you know, everybody wants instant results, right? Nobody wants to practice, but everybody wants to play the solo, right? So if you can do that in a way to help them out, again, not be self-serving, not come across as a hard sell, but truly, you know, come across as somebody who cares. I care. I want to help you. I want to build a relationship with you. You do that, and my friend, listen, you will build a big list. This, and again, its size is not the critical thing here. The amount of influence that you have on that list, that is the most important. But of course, if you can start now, build up that influence, and then when you do promote something, you have, you know, what if now you have 500 people, but in the next year, what if you got 50,000 people that you actually do influence? The difference is night and day. I told you earlier on in this training how that I have I launched a product, right? I launched a website, and I had one affiliate that had 50,000 people. They made like a dozen sales. I had another affiliate that had 20,000 people and made 125 sales. Why? Because of the influence that they had on the list. That is the sole reason. And in order to get that, you follow the strategies that we've looked at in this course, and it's a formula that will work. If you've already got a list right now, I highly suggest that you go through your autoresponder sequence and you actually reevaluate everything that you're doing. Start over, essentially. Go in there, rewrite the welcome message. Make sure that it introduces you, your personality, that it sells you as an individual and who you are and what you've been through and what you're able to do for them. Sell you. And then follow the steps. Let me pull up the slides. We can get it right in front of you. Sell you in the first message. Then you give them helpful information. Inspire them. me get all of these up here for you. And remember, this is the sequence. This is what an effective campaign is, the magic formula, essentially, to an effective campaign. You follow this, reevaluate your list, and implement these strategies. Will it require some work? Yes. Will it require you going out there and creating maybe some videos to help people out? Yeah, it sure will. But if you're not willing to put forth a little bit of effort and build a business, then, my friend, nothing that I tell you is going to actually help you, because there is no magic button to just push and all of a sudden you're a success and make money. The thing that's going to separate you and the other marketers out there is a willingness to actually get out there and get your hands dirty and do some stuff. Okay. The big gurus. Okay. Listen, we don't just sit around and do nothing and get a big list. Doesn't happen. Let me tell you, I'm telling you from personal experience here, the only way that you're going to be successful is by you actually working. Now, the work, is it hard work? Would I rather do what I do than, stand at an assembly line putting parts together for, GM or somebody? Yeah, I'd rather do what I do. And is it work? Well, I hardly call it work because I'm dealing with something that I like. Remember what I told you about being passionate about what you're doing? If you have picked a niche that you're passionate about, you're going to be happy doing it. You're going to be happy working with it. And that's going to totally separate you. I don't advise people to just go out there and pick whatever they think is going to make them the most money and do that, because that's not the way it works. It's got to be something that you enjoy. Day in and day out, you're going to be dealing with this, and it's definitely got to be something that you're able to focus on. Okay, thank you very much for watching this course, and I know in my heart of hearts, if you will implement the strategies here, you will be building a big and influential list that's going to get you the kind of results that you need.